Chapter 7. The Constables Do Their Duty. Most of the people who were staying at Leonardo's house went to bed early that night. They were all going to Claudio and Hero's wedding the next morning, and they wanted to rest. Leonardo's house was protected at night by the local constables. Dogberry was in charge of them, and his second in command was Verges. They had decided to employ extra men because of the presence of the prince in the house and the important wedding. Dogberry was not a very intelligent man, but he was honest, and he took his duties very seriously. He looked at the new recruits carefully.
"Right,"
he announced.
"You must all listen to me. I'll tell you what you have to do. You walk around the gardens at night, and if you see anyone strange, you stop them. Is that clear?"
"What do we do if the person doesn't obey us?"
one of the new constables asked.
"If that happens, don't do anything,"
Dogberry told the man.
"If someone doesn't obey you, let him go. That kind of person can be dangerous, you know. Another thing,"
Dogberry went on,
"don't make a noise as you walk about. We don't want to disturb people. Don't wake people up by talking loudly."
"I'd rather sleep than talk,"
one of the new constables joked.
"Well said,"
Dogberry told the man.
"You can't make any mistakes if you go to sleep. But remember,"
he continued,
"you have to go to all the alehouses. Tell the people who have drunk too much that they should go home to bed."
"What if they don't obey us?"
someone asked again.
"Leave them alone if they don't obey you,"
Dogberry advised.
"You don't want to get into arguments with people who have been drinking. And the same for thieves,"
he told them.
"If you meet any thieves, stay away from them. No good can come from mixing with thieves."
Dogberry and Verges left the new constables outside Leonardo's house. They sat quietly and began talking about their new job.
"It'll be easy,"
one of them said happily.
"We'll just sit quietly here for a couple of hours and then we'll all go home to bed."
Baracchio and Conrad were also outside Leonardo's house. They were talking excitedly to each other.
"I've just earned 1,000 ducats,
Baracchio boasted. One of the new constables heard Baracchio's voice. He made a sign to the others to be quiet.
"Something's going on,"
he warned them.
"I know that man, and I don't trust him. He must be up to something. Let's listen and see what happens."
The constables sat very quietly and listened.
1,000 crowns?
Conrad said.
"How did you earn such a lot of money?"
"It was easy,"
Baracchio boasted again.
"I spent the evening with Hero's lady-in-waiting, Margaret,"
he explained with a laugh.
"She has just leant out of Hero's window to say good night to me. Claudio and the prince saw everything."
"They thought Margaret was Hero?"
Conrad asked. Baracchio laughed again.
"That's right. Claudio is furious with Hero. He'll never marry her now."
The constables had heard enough. They decided to arrest Baracchio and Conrad. They did not understand what the two men were doing, but they were suspicious. Suddenly, they moved forward.
"You're under arrest,"
one of them said loudly.
"You must come with us."
Baracchio and Conrad looked at the constables in surprise. They did not know what to do.
"Come on,"
the constable said again.
"You two are coming with us. Dogberry will want to talk to you."
Dogberry and Verges arrived at Leonardo's house very early the next morning. They were both excited and very pleased with themselves. They asked to speak to Leonardo. Leonardo smiled at the two men. He was in a very good mood because of the wedding of Hero and Claudio.
Well, my friends,
he said politely,
what can I do for you? As you can imagine, this is a very busy day for me.
I'll tell you, sir,
Dogberry began.
That's right,
Avergis said hurriedly.
Please forgive my colleague, sir,
Dogberry said to Leonato.
He is an old man and he is a little confused in his thoughts. But he is a very honest man all the same.
Very true. That's very true,
Avergis agreed.
I am an old man, but I'm an honest old man. Very true. Very true. You express that very well.
He complimented Dogberry. Leonato was a little impatient now.
If you have something to tell me, please say it,
he ordered.
The constables have arrested two thieves,
Avergis said.
Correct,
Dogberry confirmed.
The constables have arrested two thieves, and we would like to question them in front of you, sir. That's why we're here, sir.
Question these men yourselves,
Leonato said.
I'm too busy today. Question them and come and tell me what you've learned from them later.
Yes, sir,
Dogberry said eagerly.
We'll question them for you. We'll find out everything. I can promise you that.